Welcome to the Rechoice Podcast.
Ever been stuck on repeat? Do you rehash stories in your head? What was the message of that story? And is it true? What is your Rechoice word?
My Rechoice word is remix.
Regenerate.
Recenter.
Reimagine.
Welcome to Rechoice, where guests choose a time they chose differently. You can read more at rechoicepod.com, but now it's time for the show. Today, we have a podcast pro, a friend of Joe, a bicentennial bro. His runs ain't slow, your grass he'll mow. It's time, let's go. Welcome to the show, Mr. Jason Tierney! Hey, Jason.
Thank you for having me. How are you doing?
I'm good. I really worked hard on that rhyme. What do you think?
That was pretty good. Yeah, that was pretty good. You actually wrote something down instead of just putting it from your head
like
I do, and it usually sounds like crap.
That's not true, though. That's actually partly why I love your show, as it is. It's just like hit play and go.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So it's very real. It's very good. And I'm glad to have you over at the house.
Yes.
Down in my basement.
Yeah.
The man cave. So
the digs.
Yes. I want to know first, what's a good thing in your life right now? Like, what's a good thing going on?
All the food I'm eating. That's been nice over the holidays. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, that's about the only good thing.
Okay.
No, there's nothing else bad going on, but no, it's yeah. good. I would say that I've been enjoying the gluttony of the holiday season, but it's waning on me.
Yeah. Too much of a good thing after a while.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it tastes really good, but man, it kills your body. Like when you put that stuff in there, it's just like, yikes.
I especially notice it now when I'm not eating that all the time. And then when you introduce it again, it's like, you're like, whoa, what is my body doing right now?
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Okay. Well, my good thing is, I think I told you this earlier, I'm getting a tattoo tomorrow. Yeah.
Is it tomorrow?
Yeah. So by the time this episode comes out, it'll already be done.
Oh, I'm so stoked for you.
Yeah.
Oh, makes me jealous.
And I'd say that's a good thing from this year, right?
Yeah.
Is that not that you got a tattoo, but that you can now add on to one of your tattoos. You know which one I'm talking about, right?
No.
The one with the year that's on it.
Oh, the Tough Mudder?
The Tough Mudder.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did get more ink this year too, so I was a little thrown off.
Did you?
Okay. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Cool. I actually didn't know that.
Yeah. I've been adding on to my sleeve just little bits and pieces. Oh, I got just recently I got a Big Ben clock on my arm because my son really likes Big Ben. And what else did I get? Oh, I was supposed to get when I went to Podcast Movement, I was supposed to get a steer on me, and I scheduled it, and it turned into I scheduled it 3 hours away from where I was staying, blah blah blah. So my tat guy, he's like, this didn't take me that long, do you want to do another one? I was like, yeah. So
yeah,
I got
ready.
So I got a steer on the back of this arm, on my right arm over there. So
oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
it's very cool. And in fact, I'll probably ask you about Podcast Movement a little later and what that was like. But the Tough Mudder tattoo that you have, I know has the year, what, 2012? All right. And so now you can add, if you really want, 22.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I think I'm interested in doing more of a competitive timed race, which would be Spartan.
Yes. Yeah, I've heard of Spartan races.
Tough Mudder doesn't time it.
So for people who have no idea what we're talking about, go ahead and just kind of like describe what Tough Mudder is.
Yeah, Tough Mudder is more about camaraderie and helping the other person over the wall, or you know, it's helpful to have somebody run with you, but you don't have to, because people will help you. Like if you need help, it's all part of the deal. There's no timing or anything. The one I did was 15K. Yeah, it was 15K or 15 miles. I can't remember. Like 25 obstacles. Yeah, and I've always done it with somebody, and I did it with my partner Mike. He wasn't quite ready, and he said that on the show, and so I was getting a little antsy, and it's fine. That was the whole point of it. I knew that was going to happen. That was part of the Tough Mudder.
So the Spartan race, though, would actually add the timing of it more, and that's more important than
that. And you don't need someone to do the obstacles. It's all on you. So it's like, but some of those on Tough Mudder, like, you need somebody to pull you over. You won't, I mean, I'm sure there are guys that can do it, but If I give any advice for anyone for Tough Mudder, don't worry about running. Work on your upper body. You're going to need that more than anything.
Yeah. Well, we definitely have some listeners who've done Spartan races too.
So okay.
That's really cool to hear. Well, you know how we do a quiz on here, right?
Yes.
I have three quiz questions and they're all podcast related because we do have a podcast pro here.
Yeah.
Okay. So here we go. Question one. According to the podcast directory FeedSpot, which watches over 250,000 shows, YouTubers, Instagram influencers, which show was just announced? I'm wondering if you even know this.
Probably not.
Was just announced as the number one gig economy podcast worth listening to in 2023.
I have no idea.
All right. Well, is it letter A, the Gigabyte podcast? B, Gigsters United? C, Giggity Giggle podcast? Or D, the Gig Economy podcast?
I'm going to have to say D, Joe.
Guess what? Did you know that is true? I looked it up today.
No.
Congratulations. Yes. They had a top 10 list Gig Economy podcast.
And really?
They list you as number one.
No kidding. Isn't you'll have to sweet? Share that with me.
It was dated, I think, 3 or 4 days ago.
Oh.
So there's something new. I thought you'd be excited.
Yeah,
about
I am. I'm totally like stop the show right now and send me the link.
I will send it to you right afterwards. But for people who don't know, gig economy, right?
Yeah.
What does that mean? And, you know, which ones do you focus on the show?
Yeah. I mean, the gig economy is kind of everyone uses that term now, right? The gig economy. And what does that entail? I mean, the gig economy has been around for a long time. I mean, if you think about it, a drywall worker, he's a 1099 worker.
Right.
He's a gig worker. He goes from gig to gig or whatever. Or if you sing in a band or whatever, like,
that's a great way to put it.
Yeah, you're a gig worker. Well, it became popular with these app-based jobs like Uber, Lyft. Now there's DoorDash and Shipt and blah, blah, blah.
Which ones do you do?
I do DoorDash and Spark. Spark is Walmart delivery. Ah. So I will shop for people and I will just pick up their orders and deliver them. Those are the main ones. Amazon Flex, which is like delivering Amazon packages, but only like a 3-hour block at a time, a certain amount of packages. So that is the gig economy. Anything that you can just use your phone for basically to make money.
By the way, I love the logo of it.
I think, ours?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you describe it?
It's a cityscape, and then it's got an old school microphone in the middle, and in the middle it says GR.
Yes.
And it used, because our show used to be GR Rideshare Adventures back when it was just Uber and Lyft, but then we had to rebrand because all these other apps came out. I'm like, I don't even do rideshare anymore.
Well, you have listeners from New Zealand down there. You have listeners from Indiana, all across the United States that are all participants or working with in the gig economy. So I can see why they would be searching for people who are doing the same thing.
Right.
And probably listening while they're doing it.
Yeah. We get a lot of people that reach out that do. It'll be random, you know. You know, as a podcaster that it's like so hard to get people to give you feedback.
Uh-huh.
And every once in a while, like, we'll get a Patreon subscriber and we're like, I've been listening for 2 years. I'm like, 2 years? Could you send an email and just say, this has been great? She's like, I've been listening for 2 years and I just love it. It means so much to me while I'm working.
Well, one of your recent shows, you were talking about accessories that you need as a driver. So like, it'd be like dash cams.
Yeah.
And so one thing I'm wondering is, what accessory do you have? Or which one do you wish you had?
I mean, I have a dash cam.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's good regardless if you don't have passengers or not. If you're driving around and you just have proof if someone T-bones you or whatever.
Or you have a pedestrian who jumps on your car and says you hit them.
Yeah.
Those are hilarious when I see those.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure it does happen in Grand Rapids, but like, no, I think dash cams is almost super important. Other than that, I mean, there's not anything I wish I did have. I don't know.
So you got what you need.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, question two. Blank is a show about faith, mental health, and uncomfortable conversations. It's not about tailoring or sewing clothes, though that show does exist.
Yep.
Life Unfiltered is the tagline, a space for honest, authentic discussions about things that matter. It's not just about emotional damage or getting bitter. But better.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you like that?
I like that.
All right. You can add that tagline. And what show are we talking about?
Threads Podcast.
Oh, yeah. So, hey, this is where I first heard about you, Jason. And, you know, I'll always be grateful for that show. It's helped me in a lot of ways, but you, of course, you also helped me start my podcast.
How did you hear about our show? Is it through Zane?
It probably was.
Because we did.
I probably heard it on Eric Zane's show first and then over.
Yeah, we did sponsorship for him. We've gotten a lot of listeners from him, surprisingly.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
I bet it was.
So that would have probably been back in like 2018, 19, something like that.
Yeah.
Is when I jumped over and then got a hold of you to, because I just needed some help getting started.
Yeah.
In fact, I'll talk a little bit more about that coming up too. Hey, you can follow both of Jason's podcasts. I'll put it in the show notes and, TikTok even is, it's on TikTok as well. So here's question three. Do you have a great idea for a podcast, but no idea on how to make that idea a reality? Consider leaning into our expertise gained from launching successful podcasts from scratch. All right. What could I be discussing here?
Could it be Hey Guys Media Group?
Dun, dun, dun. Hey Guys Media Group. All right. Why did you call it Hey Guys, number one?
Well, it's because everyone that starts their show is like, hey guys, welcome to the show. So we're like, what a great name. Although I feel bad. I feel in this political climate of like feminism and stuff like that, women are going to be like, oh, well,
you're in the Midwest, man.
Yeah, I know. I know. But no, that's how we came up with the name.
You know why I thought it was? I thought it was more because, hey, guys, can you show me how to?
Oh, that could be too. I think I'm going to use that.
Well, I know I've been asked that. I've been asked more than a few times. Can you help me make a podcast?
Yeah.
Right? What do you think some people don't always realize with that question?
The amount of technical knowledge you actually need to know.
Yeah.
I know they're trying, there's companies trying to dumb it down, but like the simple fact of getting on Apple is not as easy as you think it is. Right. It's very clunky. And if you don't know, you don't know. And it takes
persistence
yeah. to figure it out and
step by step. Yeah.
Go on YouTube videos and stuff like that. And it's not plug and play. Literally, no, it's not.
The couple of people I have tried, I'll say, here are all the steps I took, and that doesn't help.
No, no.
Because then they're like, never mind.
Right.
That's too much.
It's a lot of work. It is. Yeah. They have not simplified it yet. So
yeah. So the Hey Guys Media Group, then, just tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah. We help people start podcast, like a podcast package. We edit the first four episodes. We get everything distributed. We coach them for one flat rate. And then usually we try to get them for editing continuing on. Mm-hmm. And that's the residual for that. So we've got about five clients now. And I love it. Like, I love editing. Yeah. I love making a good edit. And it's just like, oh, yeah, it's
you
so
make
sexy.
It slick.
Yeah, it's sexy. So sexy.
You make
like,
it sexy.
Yeah. And there's a lot of times where I'll cut it and usually if it's a hard edit, it will take more than one, but sometimes I hit it the first time and I play it back and I'm like, oh, damn.
Dynamite. Yeah. And I love that whole concept of, look, we're here as long as you want us to.
Yeah.
We'll get you started.
Yeah.
And then if you learned, okay, I see how it works now, the framework's built and now I can go.
Yeah, go for it.
That's great.
Yeah.
If instead they're like, hey, we love what you're doing so much. We'd love for you to keep doing
it. I'll tell them everything. There's no secrets. Yeah. Like, I want to make you comfortable. And if you think you can edit it and you want to do it yourself, go for it. I mean, once it's up and running, I mean, if you want to edit well, there is some work. Yeah. But I mean, once it's running, it's just like automatic. You upload it and.
Yeah, I think it's just, I think it's really cool to do that. And I've definitely sent a couple of people your way to at least check you out.
Yeah.
Even if they choose, you know what, this is larger than I thought.
Yeah.
Still, it's great to be able to go, I can help you, but I could show you how I do it.
Yeah. It's not cheap.
There's other ways. Well,
we are cheaper compared to, like, I look at some of our competitors. I mean, they're charging like $2,500 for a startup.
Yeah.
We're not even near that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, even still, I mean.
I saw the different packages.
Yeah. Like
the basic package. And right. So,
right. So yeah. But a lot of people, you tell them that. I find the people out in California when you tell them that price, because most of my clients are out west. They're like, oh, that's fine.
Sweet. Yeah.
That's fine. That's cheap. What?
But I think it's also, from my side of things, knowing editing, all of that kind of stuff, and the amount of hours you put in, I'm somebody who will be guilty of at 3 a.m. finishing a show
because
I just got so fixated on it and getting it done.
Yeah.
You start adding up all those hours, you break it down, that's really what it comes down to.
Honestly, my own shows, though, I'm pretty good at. In fact, I can edit at one and a half speed. So, because I know my
dang, I haven't thought of that.
Yeah, once you get good at it, you know your host.
That
like
totally makes sense.
Yeah, because like Jesper, my partner on Gig Economy, he makes a lip smack all the time, and so I know that coming up. So I'm like, I can fast forward it, and I know what that sound is, and I can cut it out. But like somebody I don't know, it takes a lot longer if you don't know them.
You know, I try to keep authenticity in the show and all of that, but if I hear somebody going. Like yeah. they're inhaling that loudly every time.
Yeah.
Then you can actually see it on the bar. Like you can see the waveform. Spot it. You can spot the 100%. Waveform and then delete. We find our ways. So I do have one last podcast question. What is Podcast Movement? Where was it and what's it like?
Yeah, I've been to two of them. This year it was back in Dallas and it was good. It's a lot of money in. Here's the thing. It's great for new podcasters.
Yes.
It's not great for me. Okay. I meet people. That's my goal is to networking. Try to make some connections. Because most of the stuff I go to, I'll take a little tidbits of things out of it. But yeah, it's mostly for new podcasters. So I recommend you going this year or this August. It's going to be in Denver. Mm-hmm. And I recently just won tickets to a PodFest in Orlando that I'm going to. One of the editing groups I'm in did 25 Days of Christmas and gave away a ton of prizes. And I won like a $400.
That's what you were sharing.
Yeah, I was sharing it to get extra.
I saw that on your Facebook. I got you.
Yeah. Yeah. So I won it. So my wife and are going to go and she's going to like bum around in Orlando. Awesome. I know. I'm really excited.
Does
for
it
that.
Come with complimentary COVID?
Probably. That's only with Larry.
I know that's an partner. Inside joke there, but
yeah,
that's something you gained from one of those conferences. Right?
Yeah. But no, if you are a podcaster, I do recommend to go to one. Again, you spend some money to get there and stuff, but it's really fun.
All right. Well, thanks for all that info on the mm-hmm. podcasting stuff. And again,
I could talk about it for hours.
I know we could. And listeners, check out the show if you really want to. Entertaining podcasts. And even if you don't work in the gig economy, right? For example, we can all relate to it because we all use it.
Yeah.
And I think it's just really interesting. And of course, Threads podcast as well. I think that particular show has definitely challenged me in a lot of ways. So thank you. We're going to go ahead now and pick your new rechoice word. Now, you were on this show a couple years ago, and I think your word back then was release. You were on here when Ben was a part of the show as well. Yep. But I chose today. I just wanted Jason today.
Okay.
Just wanted Jason. So Jason Terry, what is your rechoice word?
My rechoice word currently in this season is recalibrate.
Recalibrate. All right. Why did, 2022, what a year. What a year for you. You know, that's a great word for 2023, but I imagine the word was formed during this past year. What has made it not just a recalibrate moment, but a recalibrate year for you?
Well, I looked at the recalibrate as far as going into 2023, and mm-hmm. it's more just on the job front, actually.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I am considering, this is, not, I've not told anyone on the microphone.
I'm like, leaning in right now, guys.
When is this going to get released?
Whenever you want it to.
Let me get back on my show.
No problem.
No, I am considering quitting Weed and Feed and becoming a Granville Public School bus driver.
Sweet.
And just doing gig work in between and try to focus on growing my podcast company.
Wow. So I know you had already started a little bit of work with Granville, right?
Yes.
Is that kind of the start of that?
Yeah, it kind of like I've really enjoyed it. It has given me some meaning. It's so silly. I've batted around in my head. I'm like, this has given me some purpose. And I'm like, all I am is wiping tables and helping a kid open their stupid taco pack.
You're talking to an educator. In fact, a lot of our audience members are educators. We are all nodding our heads right now.
Okay. Okay.
We welcome us.
Yeah. And the kids are starting to know me a little bit. And so basically I'm a substitute lunch person, lady. I say lunch lady, even though I'm a man.
With a huge beard.
Huge beard. And then
I bet it's part of the draw, honestly.
Yeah. I either freak kids out or they come right to me.
Yeah.
And then I help outside in the recess.
You're a utility player.
Yeah.
You're like, put me where you need me.
Right. And so I'm just a substitute. I don't work regularly. So I might work, you know, 3 days, 1 week and go for a month. So that kind of started it. And then I'm like, I should do bus driving. I love driving. Yeah. I'm good at it. So currently I'm studying for my CDL.
That's great.
And so I'm not sure yet. I'm at least going to become a bus driver. I might. I don't know. I have not made the decision yet.
You got options, though.
Well, here's the thing. Like what percentage I'm going to be making way less money. This is not a money thing, because if it was a money thing, I would stay where I was at.
Yeah.
This is more, I am passionate about podcasting. I love the flexibility. Like, being a gig worker is great, but I also want a little stability, like the bus driving, where exactly. I'm like, I get a regular paycheck.
What can I fall on when on those lean weeks?
Yeah. And I would get 3 months off in the summer, obviously. That is the recalibrate, Joe.
Okay, I really didn't expect that.
No,
honestly.
No.
I thought we were going to be talking about 2022 more than 2023.
No.
That's fantastic, man.
I'm really nervous. Yeah, I'm nervous. I'm very thankful my wife works full time and, you know, has a great job. So I don't know if I would do it. It's tough for a parent that has responsibilities to like change jobs and like make less money. That's like, ugh.
Yeah, this isn't just my idea. This is people being dependent on me.
Right. Exactly.
So, you know, go ahead and tell the audience a little bit about your family makeup. You know, you've got kids in school right now, so it kind of makes sense too of, hey, I'm able to participate a bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm right now, my son is in sixth grade and I am substituting at his school, which has been super cool. I love the elementary that my kids have gone to. They've been incredible. So yeah, I have a 12-year-old and a 15-year-old at home and she's in high school. And so I keep telling her I'm going to go substitute at the high school, and she's not a fan. She's not a fan. I'm like, I'm going to specifically ask for your bus route so you can see me in the morning. I can come pick you up even though I live with you. So, yeah. And then I have an older son that just turned 26.
Got it.
I'm
going to switch a little bit here.
Okay.
And I think about when you and I were kids. Now, I joked that you're bicentennial.
Right? Yeah.
Just like I am.
100%.
Okay. Bicentennial bros born in the bicentennial year of 1976. And when you think back to when you were an elementary kid, a high school kid, it's interesting coming full circle now of, I want to work with kids right now.
Yeah.
What was it like for you as a kid?
I loved my bus drivers.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were, I kind of looked up to them a little bit. I think that's what's kind of drawing me to that a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm in a better place, like mentally and as an adult. I think 15 years ago, it might be a problem. I probably would last about 2 weeks because I'd tell a kid to F off probably. Right, and then with this climate, I joke with Megan. I said, well, I'm going to give him a lot of candy. And so if an errant F-bomb does fly because somebody cuts me off or whatever, they'd be like, it's Jason. He gives us candy. It's cool. You know what I mean?
Get some loyalty there.
Right. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
All right, cool. Well, does recalibrate make you think of anything else? You know, whether that's the fitness lane,
No, it's basically just
what it's about.
Yeah, it is. It's just because like we've been sitting on this company for a couple of years and it's like I need to, you know, S or get off the pot. Like this and I can't do it working 40 to 50 hours a week, you know, March through October, and then try to, you know, do my own shows and then my client shows, then I have like very little time to grow my show or my business, and I need to do that.
Okay. So that would likely change the relationship with your current employment. And so again, I will wait till you give me a thumbs up to release this particular episode.
Yeah, I'm really, really bummed about it. Like, I'm very torn because, I mean, they take such good care of me.
Good relationship.
They pay me so well. They give me bonuses. They're caring. Mm-hmm. They're loving. I have never worked for a company that's been this incredible. And it's a small company, and they give back to the employees, and they know where, you know, and it's just tough.
You know, on the one hand, that is tough. But on the other hand is that it's nice to know that you're kind of making the call rather than going, this place is so terrible that I am forced to pick something else.
100%.
You know?
Yeah.
But that does increase the nervousness for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I can, with the gig work, that's not the problem. I can make more money if I want to. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, you gotta pull back you gotta get your time back somewhere. Getting your time back means less money.
Yeah. So, well, that's a very present right now recalibrate and a changing relationship there. The reason why I thought 2022 is what we were maybe going to focus on is I know that relationships have changed a lot in 2022 for you.
Yeah.
What does that make you think of primarily?
With Ben.
Well, Ben, and then I also thought of another relationship, parents.
Oh, yeah. That's like old news. Did that happen this year?
I don't even know, honestly. I guess it could have been over a year ago now.
I feel like it was last spring, but
the actual, I think in reality it changed a long time ago, but the final results, if you know what I mean, was probably in the last 12 months, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, for the listeners, I found out that my dad was not my biological dad. Mm-hmm. And either is my younger sister, and my middle won't do the test. So, but it's been super weird. Like, my relationship with my parents, my mom has passed, wasn't great. My mom, you know, was my abuser, and my dad was along for the ride. So, you know, fast forward, my mom's in hospice, she passes, and then my younger sister, who's very free-spirited, gets a wild hair. Actually, she's always thought that she wasn't his. And finally said, you know what? Screw it. So we did like a legit DNA. We sent it to like a lab in North Carolina. And my dad agreed to the DNA test. Mm-hmm. My sister calls me. And I really don't speak to my family. And so I didn't take her call for like a month. And finally, her husband called me. And she's like, you got to take this call. Like, this is serious. So, yeah, she calls. She's like, dad's not my dad. And you should do the test. And I sent it in. And same thing for me.
So here you are in your mid-40s and you find something out like that. One thing that has always struck me about you, Jason, is that, especially with that particular situation and even with your mom, is that in some ways you're like, okay, next.
Yeah.
Like, this 100%. Is not a big deal to you because of the way, I guess, you've lived in the last decade or more.
Right.
You know? Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah. I mean, I've really worked on like my own self. And before my mom even got sick, we were kind of like cutting off communication a little bit. It does bother me. What happened now that I don't even speak to my dad is just like, I was like, you need to tell me the truth. And he's like, yeah, I don't have any answers. I'm not going to talk about it, which I think there is stuff there.
Sure.
But he's not going to. I was like, well, this is a choice you made. I'm moving on then.
Truth is, you probably moved on a long time ago.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The way you're able to just kind of like offhandedly say, yeah. So anyway.
Yeah.
I think for a lot of people like me, if I was to find something out like that, I'd be like,
yeah.
Like, oh my gosh.
Well, if you have a great relationship with your family and that happens, that's a huge bomb. But I'm like, when it happened, I was like, I actually remember the lawn I was fertilizing when it happened. It was actually in Kentwood off 60th by an elementary school.
We're very close.
I know.
Southwood, actually.
This is my route. So, I know where that is.
Listeners, we're right near there right now.
Yeah, I was like, okay, that figures.
Yeah.
And just went on the rest of the day. Now, don't get me wrong. It does bum me out.
Sure, it does.
I mean, it still hurts my feelings. But I haven't really searched for who my dad is. I mean, I'm on 23andMe. Every time I get an email once a month of new people, I definitely go in there and look. Yeah. But I don't even know.
Yeah. Okay. So. Well, and so now to circle back to what your recalibrate this year is in terms of employment, I just think it's really cool that you're like pouring into the next generation here.
Yeah.
You know, and that in some ways you would be serving as a father figure for some.
Yeah, I've already experienced that. Like, I can see the kids that are troubled at home. I can spot them a mile away. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And here's the thing. I don't know about you. Me fertilizing lawns doesn't give me purpose. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, yes, I'm providing a service for customer A. But I mean, like, am I really doing anything? And so, weirdly enough, helping kids out in the lunchroom has brought me a little purpose. And it's kind of inspired me to kind of do a little bit more. So.
Cheers, man. I'm going to give you a quick clink of our glasses. All right. Because I actually am not surprised. I mean, I'm surprised that this is the topic just because I didn't know.
Yeah.
But I'm not surprised that you want to do this.
Okay.
Because I think you are somebody who's about impact and about helping the next person. You know?
I appreciate that.
Oh, you bet. Just as an affirmation, I mean, I've gotten help in the last couple of years because of your example. Mm. You know what I mean? And I just appreciate that.
That means a lot.
So thank you. So Jason, as we wrap things up, is there anything else you want us to know about that word recalibrate, or and just anything that hits your head right now?
No, I mean, I appreciate you having me on the show. I mean, we can talk for you. You start shooting questions. I'll talk about anything. You know me. I'm an open book. Well,
you mentioned Ben a second ago. And so listeners of this podcast, especially if you've been listening since season one, you know, one of the first episodes, it wasn't the first, but it was I don't know, 30 something. I don't know. I'll put it in the show notes.
We're old. Leave us alone.
Yeah. But it was Ben and Jason of the Threads podcast at the time. It's now Mike and Jason. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's another, this is over a year now, but that was certainly another recalibrate.
Yeah, I have some news about that too.
Okay.
But I'm not going to tell you right now.
Well, let's just first say it was a sudden departure.
Yeah, it was.
Can we say that?
Yeah, it was tough. That was hard. That was harder than my dad finding out my dad wasn't my dad. I'll be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah.
That was rough.
Not just your podcast partner, but a friendship that developed through that. When that happened, I mean, how did you feel about that?
It was rough. I mean, it was one of those things where, I'll be honest with you, it was a time where there was struggle going on with our relationship. And I think part of our relationship was based on the podcast work. And I think it probably would have failed a lot sooner if we didn't have the podcast together.
I guess that kind of makes sense. The podcast gave you a reason to keep meeting.
Yeah.
But you weren't necessarily dealing, or?
I don't know. Like, you know, Ben and I are just, we're completely different. Like, mm-hmm. There's not a ton. And that can work in a relationship where you're completely different, but also it can be a real struggle. You got to have some similarities. It's not a bad thing the way that I am and or he is. It's just we're complete opposites, but we were both passionate about gig work where he started on the Gig Economy podcast. He was on the second episode.
Okay.
And was a host for a long time.
I actually didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay. And then 6 months after that, I'm like, hey, you want to start a show?
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, let's talk about like uncomfortable things. I'm like, yes, I'm about that. And so that's how that show got started. And it worked for a while, but it just, you know, over time, it just didn't work as well.
Ben, if you're listening, I know we're still Facebook friends, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm proud of the recalibration you've done in terms of your fitness and whatnot. And maybe it was just a season of I need to focus on myself right now, or
I mean,
focus on my own changes. I'm not going to pretend right now, and I don't necessarily want to go there. It's almost like talking about somebody who's not here.
Well, I'll be honest. Okay, if this goes out after my episode, we've reconnected.
I'm really glad to hear that.
Yeah. I mean, we are texting. We spent about an hour and a half together a couple weeks ago.
That's big.
That's big.
Yeah.
Yeah. Finally, Mike had made a joke about, hey, it's been like 1 year since.
So Mike is Jason's current podcast partner on Threads.
Yeah. And friend. Yeah. There's a huge story behind that. But yeah, he's like, he made a joke. I'm like, it's almost been a year. I was like, you know what? I was literally in the bathroom. I'm like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
This is stupid. I texted him right there. I'm like, you ready to bury the hatchet?
Good job.
And he held a picture of an old hatchet in the garage. He's like, yep, I'm ready. I'm like, let's meet next week.
That's fantastic. Wow. Yeah. Good.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, we're not texting all the time, but we've texted back and forth. And, like, you know, life is too short for this.
It is.
It's too short. He's a kind person. Yeah. Did I hate him for the first 3 months? Yeah, I hated him. Mm-hmm. He left me in the lurch, and it hurt.
Yeah,
but I was like, you know what? This is stupid. We're too old for this stuff.
Thanks for being real there, because I think that's, you know, for our listeners, a lot of us are in situations like that.
Yeah.
But I'm proud of you for. You said the bathroom. I don't know if you're on the toilet when you said, "Hey."
No, I was ready to get in the shower, Mike. It's so funny.
I'm just proud of you for just following your gut there.
Yeah, I've been trying to do things, not procrastinate, because I would have said, "I'll do it later," I bet at this point we still wouldn't have. I still wouldn't have texted him.
Yeah,
I was like, "Screw it, this is stupid. Let's bury the hatchet." And once you send it, it's like kind of like it's out there. So yeah, so I'm so glad that this has been put behind us. And honestly, I think we're going to have him on the show.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have no problem with that.
Excellent.
If he accepts my invite to come on, I'm excited for it.
Me too. Here, all right, we are now toasting again. Whether you realize it or not, we are enjoying a beverage together because that's what Bicentennial Bros do.
That's right.
We are now going to finish with fortune cookies because that was a little bit of a tradition that sort of started when I was on your show.
Yes, that was awesome.
So here we are with...
What's the rules again?
I think we're just going to read it and we can add it in bed. Because isn't that what people do?
Yes, yes, yes.
Who wants to go first? We got to do rock, scissors, paper. You ready? Here we go. One, two, three, shoot. One, two, three, shoot. Okay, yes. You just won, so you get to choose who goes first.
You go first.
I go first?
Yep.
I got to throw that in the mic.
So oh, man.
Yum, yum. Here we go.
Mike's funny.
No, this is good, too. I wonder if we have the same one. Your genuine talents will lead you to success.
In bed. Mine is, with brains and beauty, you are the complete package.
Oh.
In bed.
Now we're talking. Wow. There we go. Well, Jason, thanks for running with me.
Yes.
Inspiring me to take better care of myself. Teaching me to podcast and to Telegram.
Telegram.
Yeah, Telegram, for those of you who don't know, is an app.
It's a game changer.
And just, you know, thank you.
Yeah, thanks thank a you. Bunch. Thank you.
All right.
All cheers. Right. Cheers.
For all things podcast related, head over to rechoicepod.com where you can see photos of our guests, check out our merch, send us feedback, or even pick your own Rechoice word.
We can't thank our supporters enough. To become a patron, search for us at Patreon or select support the show in our show notes.
It's like a virtual high five. Patrons get early access to our episodes and other goodies.
Thank you to my son, Danny Pellerito, for producing our music. And listeners, thank you for stopping by.
Reframe your past, renew your present, and reclaim your future.
Because after all, it's always a choice.
Take care.
And see you next time.
Time.